The Mass celebrated by Pope Benedict today, on the feast day of St. Wenceslaus, a date the Czech people religiously observe, setting it aside as a national holiday, was widely expected to be a major highlight of the trip. Yes, it's also the day the Czechs celebrate statehood, but there's no doubt about it, St. Wenceslaus is the undisputed star of the firmament. And it was to him Pope Benedict dedicated the first words of his homily, saying, "This great saint, whom you call the eternal prince of the Czechs, invites us always to follow Christ faithfully." To the some 45,000 faithful gathered in a large open space close to the shrine of St. Wenceslaus, where the 10th century saint was martyred at the gate to his church in Stara Boleslav, Pope Benedict said, "Sadness and unfulfillment are the sentiments that prevail in those who denied and continue to deny God, and in consequence have no respect for man."
Chi ha negato e continua a negare Dio e di conseguenza non rispetta l'uomo sembra avere vita facile e conseguire un successo materiale.
Only those, he continued, who maintain in their hearts a holy fear of God can also put trust in man and spend their lives building a more just and fraternal world.
Solo chi conserva nel cuore il santo timore di Dio ha fiducia anche nell'uomo e spende la sua esistenza per costruire un mondo più giusto e fraterno.
And throughout his homily, the Pope referred to the figure of the Czech's beloved patron saint, whom he said had the courage to prefer the kingdom of heaven to the enticement of worldly power. And references to the life and to the martyrdom of this young prince, who remained faithful to the gospel teachings, provided the input for one of the main themes of this trip, the Pope's concern that Europe's Christian roots are weakening amid growing consumerism and moral relativism.
Ma ci chiediamo, ai nostri giorni, la santità è ancora attuale? O non è piuttosto un tema poco attraente ed importante?
Do we not place more value today, the Pope said, on worldly success and glory? Yet how long does earthly success last, he continued, and what value does it have?
Non si ricercano oggi più il successo e la gloria degli uomini? Quanto dura però e quanto vale il successo terreno?
And the Pope invited the faithful to undertake the narrow path of holiness. It is not enough to appear good and honest, he observed. One must truly be so. And he pointed out that this is hard language, difficult to accept and to put into practice. But the testimony of saints, he said, assures us that it is possible. And to the young people gathered at the Mass, also to be there for his special message to them at the end of this Czech journey, Pope Benedict said, "Thank you. Thank you for your presence, which gives me a sense of enthusiasm and generosity so characteristic of youth."
Grazie per questa vostra presenza che mi fa sentire l'entusiasmo e la generosità che sono propri della giovinezza. Con voi anche il Papa si sente giovane.
Being with you, he said, makes the Pope feel young. And yet again, he warned against present-day consumerist society that often exploits the aspirations of young people in false and alienating ways. And he called on them to consider the divine call to raise Christian families, which society needs so badly. He also turned to those who feel a vocation for the priesthood, saying the Church in every country, including this one, needs many holy priests and also persons consecrated to the service of Christ, hope of the world.
La speranza, questa parola su cui torno spesso, si coniuga proprio con la giovinezza. Voi, cari giovani, siete la speranza della Chiesa.
Hope, he said, is a world that sits well with youth. You, my dear young people, are the hope of the Church. And then he invited them to join him again in Madrid for the 2011 World Youth Day.
Molti di più potrete venire a Madrid nell'agosto 2011.
Before setting off for Prague after the encounter, the young people presented Pope Benedict with two gifts. The first of them, a book of photographs illustrating the life of young Christians in the Czech Republic. the other a cheque resulting from a collection organised to contribute to the Pope's solidarity projects for Africa. With Pope Benedict in the Czech Republic, I'm Linda Bordoni.